is a Bramble Jam podcast.
I would send it back and then send it back and then they'll bring a new one.
Reverse it?
No.
Keep sending it back
and then they'll give a new one.
Absolutely. So you don't want the one you have. Mm. You don't want any part of it.
I don't.
It can't be fixed. Even reversing it.
It's wild. They'll bring a new one.
Man. A new one every time?
Every time.
That is quite a hack. I'm going to Chipotle again.
Hi, I'm Brand, and I love When Calls to Heart.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like When Calls to Heart.
I'm Dan. I despise When Calls to Heart, and this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Yes, it is, and everybody can stop asking us about it. It's Deck the Hallmark. It's the podcast.
Clear that we're not quitting on When Calls the Heart. No. So thanks for all of you telling us thanks. It doesn't make me feel any better.
We'll take a little hiatus, break, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I want to keep going. I say we add it.
I'm sorry. What?
You say, so you, I want to just make sure I get this right.
Yep. No, everything Hallmark, you're about to say, yes.
Hallmark is going to throw at us a minimum of 40. Mm-hmm. Some people are saying 50.
Sure, bring it on.
I'll tell you who later on. It's a real person.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
It's a real person. A real person who like has an opinion that would be a legit opinion on this.
Is it Shandy?
It is not Shandy. It's not Shandy. I would never throw around.
Coraline Wickler?
Dude, if you just evoke Wickler's name one more time, it's going to get ugly in here. And you know that.
Why do you still have beef with Wickler?
I just don't have time.
10 years later.
I don't have time. It was a game of dice. It was a fair game.
You don't need to bring it up.
Snake Eyes. Anyway.
In Wickler's defense, it was Halloween.
Snake Eyes is Snake Eyes.
It was Halloween.
Snake Eyes? Anyway, 40, maybe 50. And you're suggesting we sprinkle in a weekly When Calls the Heart with upwards of 50 Hallmark Christmas movies to watch.
Yeah. It'll break up the monotony.
You think When Calls the Heart
is a lot of things.
What it is not a boredom breaker. There's no world where I'm like, you know what? I'm a little bored. Maybe some Hope Valley will spice it up. No.
All I'm saying was Halloween. You knew the rules
snake
going
eyes
in
Snake
there.
Eyes.
You knew the rules going
snake
in
Snake
Eyes?
There. Snake Eyes.
He can't read
You know the rules know, going in. It's Halloween
one
rules.
That's right.
Snake Eyes is Snake Eyes.
You just said that's right. So you get it. It's Halloween rules.
Halloween rules. Snake Eyes is still Snake Eyes.
No.
You read the bylaw amendments. Don't act like you didn't read the bylaw amendments.
You know I don't like... I don't like taking Wickler's side any more than anyone else
but
does.
But you would admit Snake Eyes is Snake Eyes.
The
You read the bylaw amendments.
I think it's foggy. It's Halloween rules.
No. Even in Halloween...
It's Halloween rules.
It's in there. And you and I both know in the graveyard after midnight it's no longer Halloween.
And the only reason, if
that
any
gets
reason.
Foggy though.
The only reason I would ever side with Dan on this is mainly because of the way Wickler's been acting ever since then. They got the tattoo that said Snake Eyes, eh? and I didn't like it.
Here's the thing. I'm not anti-Wickler in this regard, but that was a dumb tattoo.
It's a bad tattoo. Any tattoo.
It's a bad tattoo.
It's not a good tattoo. It's not going to age well. Even like the staff of Home Improvement's like, no, don't get that tattoo. Home Improvement has a staff, not a cast, not a crew. It's a staff. It's a teaching staff at Home Improvement. I'm a dummy.
Clock
Go
in.
Do the thing.
That's the sound it makes when you clock in.
They're teaching all the kids that were on that show. Zachary Ty Bryan, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, and Elfram.
Is it a goiter?
Well, it's nothing. It's pretty much, it's not like Yankees. It's like Tiger 7, Yankees goiter. It's never not funny.
It is a well-written program. That's all I'm going to say about it. It's well-written.
It's goiter.
When Calls the Heart... Season 4.
Episode 9. Are we getting close to the end of the season, aren't we?
You're like, please? Yes?
Yeah.
What is the name of this episode?
Heart of Fire.
Hearts on fire.
First of all,
why any of them? Like, honestly, there's only been one that's made sense, which was Heart of the Teacher or something like that.
Yeah, Heart of a Teacher. That's
right. Heart of the Teacher.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and go Surf and Safari.
It is.
I don't know why, but I feel really confident that this episode is entitled Surf and Safari.
Is it Surf and Safari?
Is it Surf and Safari?
Because that was my second guess.
Surf and Safari. Come on. Surf and
Safari. It is Safari Surfing.
Whoa.
It's Courageous Hearts.
Courageous Hearts. Okay. Whatever. Driven Surfing.
You know
Safari.
What I'm saying? Like, I mean, I could pick any, what is it? Adverb? Verb? Noun?
Adjective?
That's the one.
Running Hearts. One.
Running Hearts.
It originally aired on April 9th,
2017. Benny's not going anywhere. He's got room to spare in his walk-in closet. You got a stuffed animal for me to keep me company? I can't afford it, but I'm here for it.
Can we give him one?
2017.
We can give him one.
How about an Elmo?
I can have one.
What about Bobby Sox?
You can have a Bobby Sox.
You can have a Bobby
Sox. Bobby Sox for Benny! 2017.
Now, Benny.
When? Calls Heart. 2017. Calls Heart.
Benny, you were there Halloween night 10 years ago. Halloween night 10 years ago.
Snake eyes and snake eyes. Who'd have thought I'd agree with Dan?
I didn't.
Benny!
Every single time Benny shows up, I simultaneously like get sadder and then just want to give him a hug. And then I feel like I need a hug.
I got a new rain slicker.
I'm sorry, a what?
A new rain slicker.
Rain
it's
slicker?
It's bright yellow and it keeps me dry in the rain.
What's a rain slicker?
Read a book.
Okay.
Like a rain jacket?
No, but it's yellow. It's a slicker. Come on, man. Me halfway here.
I'm trying.
Are you trying? You never heard of
that's
term
why I'm slicker asking questions.
Just give him the Elmo. Just give him the doggone Elmo.
Bobby Sox for Benny!
The cafe wars are still a hot button issue this week.
Hot button issues!
You had your turn.
Okay, I'll see myself out.
The Elmo's on the second drawer.
Did you see? He faded himself out there. Did you hear that? It was very impressive. I didn't see it coming.
The cafe wars are still a hot button issue here in Hope Valley. And so is Elizabeth and the Punk Pals. Lee bought a car. So you know that's going to be fun. But Lee's hesitant to let his wife take the wheel. Come on, guys. Are we really going to do this? Are we going to do this? We're going to really do this bit this week?
Yep.
AJ and Bill are still out in the wilderness. Remember AJ?
Yeah.
The girl?
Mm-hmm. Juicy Bassett.
Yeah.
Bassett. Bassinet. Juicy Smollett.
Did you say Juicy Biscuit?
I never said Juicy Biscuit. No, never.
AJ and Bill are still out in the wilderness, and a man riding around thinks that AJ's an outlaw and confronts her. So, wait, how?
I don't know.
So she punches him in the face. And that's because they were all war buddies. Remember that old thing?
Yeah,
he's right dead there. He's dead. So Cody tries to be nice to the punk pals, but Earl, the oldest punk pal, is really upping his punkness, especially when Elizabeth gets involved. Ray offers to close his cafe down, but only if Abigail gives him 20% of the profits forever. Abigail tells him to shove off. Elizabeth and the kids show up to school all together. It's trash. Naturally, she blames the punk pals with no proof and kicks them out. Turns out they did do it. Rosemary does an excellent horsepower bit that I couldn't help but wonder if she stole my material. Rosemary and Lee argue, and Rosemary tells Elizabeth that she's going to be staying with her for the night because she can't believe they're doing the driving bit. And Elizabeth is like, you got to go and tell the man that he's right. You're being difficult. You're a woman trying to drive.
Deep breath.
Russell, who's the Punk Pals' dad, decides to actually be a good dad. And that's all it takes for the Punk Pals to drop the punk and just be pals. Rosemary tells Lee that she's sorry and he's like, atta girl. Carson tells Abigail and Frank that he used to be married and that he moved to Hope Valley after his wife died so he could start a new life. Frank doesn't believe him. But, you know, whatever. Earl, Chad, Russell, the punk gang, they help clean and fix up the school. Bill and AJ show up and tell Ray and Gowan that they're bad boys. And there's a shootout, almost. But they cut that. There's no shooting in this episode. I think we can only have like a couple shootouts this season. Mm-hmm. And we've already used them up. So we couldn't do that, but once Ray finds out that Bill doesn't care, what did I write here?
Get there?
Hold on. Bill tells him that he's bad boys and it's almost a shootout. But once Ray finds out that Bill doesn't care if he kills himself, he's like, oh man, I give up. What?
That doesn't make any sense. No,
I know what happened. So, he says to him, hey, he's like, why don't you just shoot me? And Bill's like, oh, I'd love to do that. And that's when he's like, oh, you might actually kill me. I'm going to turn myself in. That's what I meant when I said that. Abigail tells Bill that he hopes that he'll mention to the judge that Gowan stopped Ray from shooting him because I guess Abigail forgot that Gowan killed her husband and child.
Oh, what?
Get Abigail becomes mayor again. Thank God. Hopefully they don't do a recall.
It's tough when no one ever gets elected to be mayor to begin with.
Lastly, Elizabeth receives a letter from Jack saying that he loves her and that he's alive and that can't wait to be married. And that, my friends, was When Calls the Heart,
Corinthian Safari.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Deck the Hall. Seems to be doing better.
Benny is on the up and up.
Yeah.
Back
and
in his
house. And
that's
encouraging.
Yeah, wife's giving him another shot. He's working his way up.
He's getting another shot.
Yeah, wife let him back in the house, even though he lost 100K. And he's in the walk-in closet. He's got to sleep in the walk-in closet.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's got the, what was that, the little yellow coat?
He's got a rain slicker.
Rain slicker.
I think he's very excited
and
about.
And an Elmo.
And an Elmo and a Bobby Socks. I don't know what a Bobby Socks is, but he's got one.
Can I ask you guys this? We've seen him for a while now.
Yeah.
How tall do you think he is? Because I'm starting to feel like I don't know height.
He's 6'3". 6'2"? Okay.
But that could be the rain slicker.
Well, to be fair, that could be the rain slicker. I saw him without his Crocs on.
Sure.
Yeah. He swears by those Crocs.
Oh, and Croc sales. Yeah. They're up. Can you believe that?
Big time up.
Are the kids wearing Crocs at school?
They actually are wearing Crocs at school with the crew socks. Crew socks and Crocs. And I'm just like,
that same move 15 years ago gets me beat up.
Gets you absolutely pummeled.
10 things you would do if you were single in 2021. Crocs and crew socks.
Crew socks and Crocs. Get out of here.
And are the kids putting the little things in the holes, like little buttons?
No,
they're not doing that.
They're not doing that. That was last year.
The Crocs are white.
Yeah.
A lot of white Crocs out there.
And it's past Labor Day, so they know better.
For crying out loud.
Hey, guys, let's break this episode of television down. I'm going to start with the hot take. I'm going to start with my good friend here, Panda. Panda, what do you think about this episode?
Yeah.
Give me the good stuff.
Listen.
Bring it home.
This, I wrote down that it's a solid episode.
Is it? Is it?
But there's some questionable moves that they make. First of all, it seems as if they are playing to a stereotype that women can't drive.
Oh my!
That's
oh
no. Not great. Not a real smooth move on their part. There is some violence in this episode. A couple of scenes of violence. Which
not
I
only do they play into the stereotype that women can't drive, but they also force the woman to apologize when she does try.
And I want to be clear about this. Ford paid good money for all of it.
Yeah.
Ford slapped that emblem in, like, up for like, oh, you're going to do an episode where women can't drive? Can we please? We're built for tough. Can we please get in on this action?
I couldn't believe it.
It is.
Oh my God.
It is wild that they decide to do that. I will say the one perk of the storyline this week was, if there is one, that one. Lee and Rosemary, they should have been having a fight up till now. Like they've just been awful. Just she has been really tough to watch.
This is a tough situation because the show sets out to do a bit where women can't drive. That's a mistake.
That's a dumb.
It's a mistake. We don't want to watch it. I don't want to see it. It's bad television. But if we buy into the fact that Rosemary has never driven before and does not know how to operate a stick shift automobile, probably on the column, it's got a clutch, that's all you need to know, then from that point forward, she is wrong.
She is wrong.
Because she doesn't let Lee teach her. She tries to do it without any instruction and almost wrecks his brand new car. The problem is that the foundation here is very slippery because the thesis is that women can't drive and that is not okay.
And 100% to all of that. And I think that that is what makes, he has every right to be mad. And the reality is they should have had a fight prior to that. I mean, every episode she is just absolutely ruining what he's worked on.
It's unbearable.
And so it is a really tough, and I'm glad they finally had a fight to talk it out because it's been tough to watch. But that said, I don't know. The episode is what it is. No Jack. I mean, the reason you watch the show is Jack and Elizabeth, and it's on hiatus. I have not minded this storyline with Elizabeth watching the kids and these two kids being tough to work with. I haven't minded that. I don't know. This episode is fine.
Sure. There's a lot of things in this episode that I just couldn't believe happened. The driving, I couldn't believe that was going on. The fact that she accused two boys in her class with no proof that they destroyed the classroom, couldn't believe that happened. The fact that they did.
They did it.
Yep.
Didn't see that coming. Yeah, I thought for sure lessons were going to be learned by everybody.
No.
No.
Just by the punk pals.
The punk pals are the worst.
Yeah.
And you can accuse them of anything because they probably... Their reputation
precedes them, and you should not give them the benefit of the doubt. That's what I learned, is when we have kids that seem to have a rough exterior, what I learned is you really get your harder on them because they clearly are bad kids. That's what I learned this week.
Bad apples.
The fact that punk pal's dad says, I want to give them another go. And they're just like, yeah, let's be good boys now.
Let's be fans of each other.
Lots of misses for me in this episode. Unfortunately, it's a pass for Bran.
Yeah. If it's a pass for Bran, I think we all know where I land here. This is...
You liked it this week.
I'm just swimming in a sea of despair. It's bad television. No Jack around. No plot in sight. There's cafeteria versus commissary. There's punk pals destroying a classroom, and there's one bored Dan just trying to stay awake to see.
We don't even get to see the punk pals destroy the classroom.
Just to see if they're going to follow through with this women can't drive thing. That is the only thing that kept my interest was, oh, that's an interesting way to do this. Let's see how this goes. Aside from that, and if the thing that's interesting is Rosemary and Lee, we've got a huge problem. This is bottom of the barrel stuff here. This is real bad. It's not Hamilton bad, but it's very, very close. Hard pass.
Let's get to the feels. And to be clear to everybody, Hamilton, the place.
Great. Not the...
Yeah, Hamilton, the musical. Well,
Dan hates it.
Yeah, way better than this. Just, yeah.
And hates Hamilton. That's what I learned today. Panda.
Yeah, the kiss at the end between Bill and AJ. Kind of sassy. And I liked it. I like Bill and AJ. I like them as a couple. She spices things up. He needs somebody to kind of put him in check, and they make a good team. I hope we see more of it.
Oh man, that's a take.
And no feels from Brandon this week.
No feels for Dan either. That's your feels. My feels are I'm angry at your feels.
Did you not like the spicy kiss?
It's just a product placement. It's just like, hey, let's let the team from Wedding March have a few scenes together for two episodes.
You think they're coming? Is she coming back?
No. Gosh, no. She'll be gone before you know it.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Juicy Biscuit's not around long.
Juicy Biscuit?
Bissy Jusset? Bussy Jisset.
It's not that. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Dyke the Hallmark. Greetings, travelers.
Turns out it's Denise Daniels.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about When Calls the Heart, Season 4, Episode 9, Courageous Hearts.
Mm. Hearts on fire, desire.
Let's start with Wait What, part of the show we talk about one in this episode of television made us go, wait, what? I'm going to start my good friend Panda.
The best part of the kids, the what are you calling them?
Punk
the
pals.
Punk pals. The punk pals trashing the schoolroom. They wrecked the place, right? Absolutely trash it. Things are torn up. But the one thing they do, they don't do, they just take some chalk and scribble it on the chalkboard. It's the best. Like, they destroy everything.
Make sure we know. They know what we did. Mess up the chalkboard.
And they do it with chalk. Like, they don't even, it's just, it's wild to me. I still don't understand how the mayor thing works in this town.
Those are my two election biggest. In years. Just one recall after another, just switching places.
Somebody gets kicked out, they're like, well, I guess I might as well do it this time.
It's a real Game of Thrones situation. There's no rhyme or reason. There's no elections here in Hope Valley. Get out of here.
True.
I just, the election thing, whatever. What I can't be okay with is at any point in time in life, in history, is Abigail saying, hey, Frank, take it easy on my guy Gowan.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yes.
What is the point of that?
I feel like we're the only three people that have watched this show that actually watched and remember that Gowan legitimately hid safety records and was willing to kill and did, through his negligence, kill 40 plus minors, including
mega funeral,
including Abigail's son and husband.
Forgive me, Pa.
Forgive me, Pa. First episode. Gowan's fault. Gowan did it. And then tried to blame him, tried to blame her dead husband
for the death. Took her to court. Took her to court.
That's right. And this is a guy.
And because, and then, well, what, a couple years later?
And here's the thing.
He is trying to make sure a gunfight doesn't happen.
Abigail, he says in this, no, I've got to come clean. He doesn't say that, but he says, the railroad has crossed a line. That's what he says. Dear gracious, I just don't want the gall that this guy has to think the railroad's crossed the line is just phenomenal. Next level.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. The safety and the mines. No, no lines crossed. None. That's all on the up.
No, up and up. Railroad.
The lines crossed. The hiding the records.
Yeah, hiding records in dirt somewhere.
That's all on the up.
Yeah.
But don't, like, mess around with taxes.
No. How dare you? Don't mess with taxes.
I also, the conversation.
I just got the don't mess with taxes thing. That was really good.
That's switch good. The You're good.
Is yeah, all we no, did.
No, Dan, what do you got, pal?
I will say that I admire When Calls the Heart's consistency of view of what they think business, how they think businesses operate. At one point, Abigail. This is like a, they think that this is how people act in real life, or they want to at least make you think it. Abigail, no one is coming to Abigail's cafe.
Nope.
No one. She has Paul Green working there, who is, money's just being hemorrhaged. And Bill Avery's like, hey, you could get rid of him. And she says, I'm not going to fire someone just because I'm in a bind. God bless you, Abigail. That's not just, it's not real life. It just isn't. You and I both know it. You'd fire somebody in a heartbeat. I'm a little.
All the people that were furloughed last year were like, why wasn't Abigail my boss?
My boss at Chipotle didn't think like Abigail. Anyway, next up, they're in the forest, and AJ and Bill are still trying to figure each other out. And AJ turns on Bill and points the gun at him like she's going to shoot him. And he says, didn't you give me your word? And she says, Yes, but I didn't specify which word it was.
Spicy.
Like, guys, if you give someone your word, it's usually followed by, I give you my word that I will or won't do something. The context of give you my word does in fact explain that. You can't just say I give you my word instead of yes or no.
My word was actually chocolate.
You didn't know the secret word. It was murder. Did you give me a word? Yeah, but I didn't tell you which word it was. I gave you it was an article. I gave you the. That's when. The word I gave you. It didn't mean a hill of beans. I'm murdering you now. That's terrible writing. That's just bad writing. I don't know what to tell you.
They're just on a different level, man.
The guy in the woods who's attacking them, I could have sworn in the previous episode that guy was the brother, the dad of the punk pals. But in this episode, it just turns out he's the doppelganger of the guy that owns the railroad because he looks so much like the guy that owns the railroad. I don't know what they're trying to do here. But they've made up this guy that like is an amalgam of the two brothers.
He was also in Playing Cupid.
Yes!
Yeah.
Guys, now, what you guys don't know is that Panda on Tuesday, he was just playing ahead.
Yeah, he was. So this show's going to land.
On Thursday.
Going to land.
Going to set myself up.
That's all I got.
It's time for Hopes and Valleys, the part of the show where we talk about things that are exciting us for the future and or bumming us out. Panda.
I hope AJ comes back. I would like them to do something with Bill Abbott. Avery. Sorry. Slip of the tongue. That was a Freudian slip. Freudian slip, yeah, I'd like them to do something with Bill Avery. And
it's a gack attack.
Good news is Gack doesn't believe in Freud. So.
That's true.
Sorry. Nope. Maybe not. Wind calls the hearts a little bit more rough around the edges.
Yeah, it is. It's a rough, yeah. I mean, you said juicy biscuit earlier.
Gack just hired Laura Osnes. I just came in through the wire. Sorry, go ahead. You guys just let me say it too. Nobody stops me. Nobody edits it out. You just keep it going.
Best of luck. Best of luck to AJ. Hope she comes back.
My hope is that we get more Paul Green still is what I'm hoping for.
I love
for.
That guy.
He's great in this. Yes, I will say that, like, what he does in this show is just wonderful.
He's great. He's great. I love him. I still don't know what I'm supposed to think, believe about him, and I think that's nice.
Because the creators of the show don't
They
know
don't
either.
All know yeah, either, yes. Exactly right. But good fun so far. Give him more time,
give
more
him
space.
More time. Take away from Lee and Rosemary, please. Add to Paul Green. Please. I think that's a win for all of us. Hope's nothing. The show's miserable, and it's just a march into eternal death. And Valley Gowan is back to being like, you crossed a line. How dare you, Al Capone tax evasion. Actually, Al Capone didn't happen yet, so it wouldn't be that. How dare you mess with the taxes? You don't mess with them.
Was that saying around?
No, I don't know if it was. Maybe. I don't know. Any of our Texan audience can tell us. I'm sure they will. No
sure
doubt
they
about.
Will. Yeah. It's time, well, guys. We did it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Smolder, no.
Zero. Pocket
Watch, no.
No.
Shepherd's Pie, no. It's a no.
It's a triple no.
It's a triple no.
Are we just Pocket Watch? We're still doing that, huh?
Yeah. Every episode.
I don't
know,
is he still around?
We committed to it. Here we are.
Yeah. The punk pals killed Pockets. They buried him out in the sawmill. Never found
so
him.
So what? I hope Pockets comes back next week. Zombie Pockets.
Yeah, Zombie Pockets. I saw them live.
Zombie
Pockets. So good.
Zombie Pocket Lips.
That would be a better name.
Yeah.
Did you say Pocket Lips?
Like the zombie, like zombie apocalypse.
Zombie, yeah. Zombie Pocket Lips.
Yeah. It's still kind of disgusting. Yeah.
Pocket Lips.
We've been really around the fray this episode. All right. What's Calling My Heart? Email us hello@deckthehallmark.com to get your email read.
Who do we have?
We have Bianca.
Ooh.
Bianca. Hello, boys.
Hey, Bianca.
I heard you needed more content for What's Calling My Heart.
Always.
So I'm here to provide. Firstly, BTS has been calling my heart these days.
Yes.
From 2013 when I was 15 years old. So this is a 23-year-old.
All right, Bianca. Wow. Yeah. Thank you for helping.
Panda who says we can't reach
Panda
younger
could
Jen?
Be your granddad. to now, I've grown up with them, and it's so great to see them become so happy and so successful.
Yes.
True. Because of them, I worked harder to learn Korean.
Whoa.
Learned how to animate music videos.
Whoa.
And got on my first plane to see them in concert back in 2019.
That's awesome.
Bianca, that you have never once offered to make us an animated music video.
I've got news for you coming up.
Oh my God.
It is. It looks like it's a it's an anime painting of us.
Yes.
And I will.
We see it?
It's here. Yeah. I've not clicked it fully yet, so this is going to be exciting.
I could not be more thrilled.
Secondly, the thought of you three sitting around the table and reviewing another episode of When Calls the Heart, week after week after week, like I truly don't know how you guys do it. I go into a fugue state anytime I try to sit down and watch an episode. Same, Bianca. Honestly, if you gave up the series and acted as if it never happened, I wouldn't blame you. But because y'all continue to sacrifice your sanity for our entertainment, I made you a gift. It's attached in this email, and I hope you like it. Oh, thank you for everything you do, and I wish for you success in everything you do moving forward. P.S. Love the bits. Adore the bits. Yes. I'm willing to actively and aggressively defend the bits if you ever need me. Well, love, Bianca. Awesome.
Bianca! Damn. You're hired!
Bianca, that's what I'm talking about. I've clicked the link. This is fantastic.
What do we got?
It is great. Let's see if this
can you show us?
Calm down. I've been waiting for a decade. Oh my goodness. That is awesome.
It is so great. We're going to have to put it on the Facebook.
We got to do it. My gosh, that's phenomenal.
That is unbelievable. Go to the cam. This is delayed. I will get to it in a second. I promise we will. We're just going to wait. Great. It is just absolutely
here he comes.
Good stuff. We're going to sit here the whole time. So this is going to stay on your screen. Go closer. You're going to have to go closer. We don't know yet because it's a delay. Should have started closer. I mean, that's as good as it's going to get. Just get back over here. Just put it on the socials. Bianca, this is amazing. If we're allowed to use your artwork on our socials, we will 100% put that up because that is wonderful.
That is awesome.
You nailed it.
So cool.
I can't believe it took us this long to read this. She actually emailed this. August 22nd. So maybe we should open these. I don't like to open them because I want a surprise.
What
maybe
a
we should
big open surprise.
These. Yeah, just to vet them.
Yeah, to vet them a little bit because sometimes we're out here, you know.
Guys, we did it. We'll see you tomorrow at Bramblefest. You can still buy a virtual ticket if you
want
to.
Yeah, do it.
Come on, join us virtually. It's going to be great. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam Podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen, feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.